This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
سبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا
La ilaha illa Allah wa la na'budu illa iyyahu mukhlisin lahu ad-din wa law kariha al-kafirun La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu sadaqa wa'dahu wa nasra 'abdahu وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده الكريم بكرة وعصيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم وبحمده الكريم بكرة وعسيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة الصلاة جامعة سنة من عيد الضحى الصلاة رحمكم الله
أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم استووا واعتدلوا يرحمكم الله نعوذ صلي سنة عيد الأضحى الله أكبر 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا لا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا سيدنا محمد.
الله أكبر 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 كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا سبحان الذي خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى وأمات وأحيا لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير الحمد لله الذي شهدت بربوبيته مخلوقاته وأقرت بألوهيته مصنوعاته وسبحته السماوات وأملاكها والنجوم وأفلاكها والأرض وسكانها والبحار وحيتانها تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا أحمده حمدا كثيرا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعالى عما يقول الظالمون علوا كبيرا وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إليه بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وطهرهم تطهيرا أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون واعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم رفع الله قدره وعيد أبان عن فضله وشرف ذكره فهو يوم الحج الأكبر والموسم الأنور يجتمع فيه وفد الله بمنى لإكمال مناسكهم وتقرب إلى الله تعالى بإراقة دماء نسائكهم وقد جعل الله لكم عيدا كعيدهم ومشهدا فيه من معنى مشهدهم حيث تجتمعون فيه على الذكر والصلاة والسماع ما يتلى عليكم من أحكام الدين والتذكير بأيام الله وقد شرع لكم التقرب إليه بالضحايا كما شرع لأهل ذلك الموسم التقرب إليه بالهدايا ألا وإن التقرب إلى الله بذلك سنة قديمة وشرعة قويمة من أعلام الملة الإبراهيمية وشعائر الشريعة المحمدية وقد قص الله علينا في القرآن نبأ تقريب إبراهيم عليه السلام ولده للقربان قال تعالى فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد رغب نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأضحية قولا وفعلا جاء في سنن ابن ماجة والترمذي وحسنه عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما عمل ابن آدم يوم النحر عملا أحب إلى الله من إراقة الدم، وإنها لتأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأظلافها وأشعارها، وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى خلقكم لعبادته وأمركم بطاعته وجعل الإيمان به وبرسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيته على من استطاع إليه سبيل أركان دينه دين الإسلام الذي رضيه لكم وأتم به النعمة عليكم. قال الله تعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. فأقيموا هذه الأركان واستقيموا على سنن الإيقان، وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى، ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان، واعتصموا بحبل الله وهو القرآن، وعليكم بالتمسك بما فيه من إخلاص الدين لله، وأن لا تعبدوا إلا إياه، وحفظ العهود والوفاء بالعقود، وبر الوالدين وصلة الأرحام، والعدل والنصف في الأحكام، والصبر في البأساء، وحسن معاشرة النساء، والنظر بعين الاستبصار والغضب لله والانتصار، وبذل المعروف وإغاثة الملهوف، وإنذار المعسر المدين، والنصح لجميع المسلمين. وفي الصحيحين أن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم خطب الناس يوم النحر وقال في خطبته: إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم عليكم حرام كحرمة يومكم هذا في بلدكم هذا في شهركم هذا، وستلقون ربكم فيسألكم عن أعمالكم، ألا لا ترجعوا بعد كفارا يضرب بعضكم رقاب بعض، ألا ليبلغ الشاهد الغائبة، فلعل بعض من يبلغه أن يكون أوعى له من بعض من سمعه. ثم قال: ألا هل بلغت؟ ألا هل بلغت؟ قلنا: نعم. قال: اللهم اشهد، اللهم اشهد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. عباد الله، تجملوا في العيد ولا تكونوا من المعتدين، وزينوا قلوبكم بالتقوى، فإنها محل نظر رب العالمين. يا أرباب الغفلة، كم من كثير الأثواب قليل الثواب، كاسي البدن عاري القلب، يحشر يوم القيامة مع الأذلين، فرحم الله سامعا وعام استمعه، وراجعا أناب إلى الله فارتدعه، وزارعا تحرى صالح الأعمال فأطاب منها ما زرعه، من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله يومئذ، يومئذ يصدعون، يوم يصاح بكم من الأجداث فتسرعون، يوم تساقون إلى القيامة فتجتمعون، يوم تجازون بما كنتم تصنعون، يوم تنادون من قبل الله أو من قبل الله فتستمعون، أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. أعاد الله علي وعليكم من بركة هذا العيد، وآمنا جميعا من ستوة يوم الوعيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن، ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من البيان. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وسلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى كل الصحابة أجمعين.
الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله على آلائه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في عظمته وكبريائه وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم رسله وأنبيائه اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأحبائه أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وتزودوا ليوم يجعل الولدان شيبا وتكون الجبال فيه كثيبا واعلموا أن الله حرم عليكم صيام هذا اليوم والثلاثة التي تليه على التحقيق وشرع لكم التكبير عقب الصلوات المكتوبات في الجماعات إلى عصر آخر أيام التشريق ومن جاء إلى المصلى من طريق فليرجع من غير ذلك الطريق الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم في محكم التنزيل بالصلاة والسلام على رسوله فقال إرشادا لكم وتعليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين والأئمة المهديين أولي الفضل الجلي والقدر العلي أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الستة الباقين من العشرة وعن الذين بايعوا نبيك تحت الشجرة وارض اللهم عن عمي نبيك حمزة والعباس وعن الحسن والحسين المطهرين من الأرجاس وعن أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعن زوجات نبيك الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابة أجمعين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وانصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين واختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين وتوفنا مسلمين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم نور على الموتى قبورهم ووفق الأحياء وأصلح أمورهم واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين جميعا اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي لا شافي إلا أنت ولا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا ألما نسأل الله العظيم رب الأرش العظيم أن يشفي جميع مرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرس والجنون والجذام ومن سيء الأسقام يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر للحجاج ولمن استغفر لهم الحجاج اللهم اجعل حج حجاجنا حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا وإياهم يا الله من الظلمات إلى النور أخرجنا وإياهم يا الله من الظلمات إلى النور أخرجنا وإياهم يا الله من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم انصر المسلمين والمجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة. ختمنا بالصلاة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. In fact, I'll just stand. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, it's a happy occasion. So we wanted to make salah twice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. All praise and thanks are due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Traces peace, blessings and salutations upon our master and exemplar Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My beloved elders, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, and our lovely youth. May this Eid that we are currently experiencing today, be the first light of a new day upon our ummah. And may the difficulties that we as an ummah, as a country, as a people, as a species have been experiencing, we pray today that they may be lifted from us. May the hearts of the bereaved, in other words, all those who lost loved ones, family, friends, maybe closer than family and friends, during this serious challenge of a pandemic that we've been through, may their hearts be contented today. And may the souls of the departed, may the souls of those loved ones who have now gone forth to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may they be from among those souls whom it will be said unto them, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'innah, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. May they be from among those whom Allah Ta'ala says to on the day of Qiyamah, that, O my contented souls, come back to your Lord now. Return home to your Lord. Enter among my servants. Enter into my Jannah. Today is literally called the celebration of the sacrifice. Eidul Adha. And the sacrifice that is referred to primarily is, of course, the sacrifice that is referred to in Surah Al-Kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord and then go and sacrifice. It is certainly that same sacrifice that we refer to historically when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of monotheism, for all three major monotheistic religions consider him a point of origin for the pillars of faith. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam struggled for a long time being childless and struggling too with himself and his wife Sarah alayhi salatu wasalam to conceive. And there's a beautiful story of how Sarah, our mother alayhi salatu wasalam, actually received Sayyida Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam as a gift. And the story in and of itself is inspirational. But what happened subsequently was that Nabi Ibrahim and Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, they then conceived. And the good news of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was delivered to Nabi Ibrahim and his wife. However, despite this tremendous joy, and anyone who has ever struggled with fertility or perhaps knows of someone who struggled with fertility would understand what a blessing it may be when Allah Azza wa Jal gifts you a gift, such a gift that no money could possibly buy, that no one could possibly gift you other than Allah, that you thought you'd be deprived of, but then Allah actually gives it to you. Such a blessing cannot be expressed in words, and let alone expressed in words, thanks for such a blessing cannot be articulated. It is beyond a human being. Every parent loves their child, but a parent who's been given such a gift loves their child to a far greater degree, for he or she values that child as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a scarce and rare precious jewel, a gift that will never be equated again. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam loved his son, Nabi Ismail, this pious young man, very, very much. And as Allah tells us in the Quran, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam reached the age where he was old enough to run with his father, or to walk swiftly and briskly with his father, at that point Nabi Ibrahim received a dream. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. He said to Nabi Ismail, oh my beloved son, I have seen in a dream that I am sacrificing you. أَذْبَحُكَ, I'm slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. And in a beautiful way, after addressing his son as, oh my beloved son, يَا بُنَيَّ, and after informing his son of this dream, and of course the dreams of the prophets are wahi. They're not like our dreams, they are wahi. In other words, what they dream, they have to fulfill because it is inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells his son about his dream and he asks his son, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Tell me, what do you think? What's your opinion about this matter? Of course, knowing full well that it doesn't really matter, because when Allah speaks, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, what can we say? But he asks his son, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي. His son responds, oh my beloved father. And of course we always joke, imagine if a father must say to his son today, oh my beloved son, I have seen in a dream that, you know, even something far less, I have to take away your car. I have seen in a dream that I have to kick you out of the house and you have to go and live by yourself now and support yourself. Subhanallah. What would a response be in such a situation? But of course, he was no ordinary son, and this was no ordinary father. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرِ. He said, oh my beloved father, do as you have been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And you will find that I am going to be from among those who practice patience. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. Then they both submitted to Allah. And he turned his son's forehead away, and he was about to slaughter. And some narrations speak of him actually proceeding with the act of cutting, but then the knife being blunt. Wallahu a'lam, whether he was about to slaughter or whether the knife was blunt, at the end of the day, a miracle transpires right here and now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ, and we called out to him, أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Oh, Ibrahim, قَدَ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. That is enough to fulfill the command of the dream. Just you being there, you showing your willingness to sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allah asked of you, is sufficient to fulfill what the dream entailed. And then Allah says, Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And in that manner, in this same manner, we, Allah, recompense those who do good. So just to analyze, before we can carry on with the story, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam shows his willingness not only to fulfill the command of Allah, but also to do it in a way whereby, despite its difficulty, he is content and submits to Allah. And despite its impossible nature, his son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, because he's on the short end of the stick here, he's the one being sacrificed, but still his taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his iman in Allah, his love and respect and trust of his father dictated that he has to obey. And in their submission, showing their willingness to obey Allah's law with pleasure, radiyatan mardiyya, being pleased with Allah, this is when Allah ta'ala rewards them and shows his satisfaction that this is enough for me. that I, Allah, I'm not asking you to sacrifice your life for me. Just be willing to sacrifice anything and everything for me. Subhanallah. Then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is told, well, we are informed, Allah says, inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'u al-mubin. Certainly this is the greatest of tests. This is the most difficult test. What makes it difficult? Was it because of his fear of cutting? No. Was it because of his dislike of worshipping Allah and obeying Allah? No. Was it because it was a very special person? No. It was the joint feature of being a tremendous sacrifice, and that the object of his sacrifice is his very own son, who he probably loved more than any other human being on this entire planet, even himself. And any loving father would be able to attest to the fact that he would sacrifice his own life for the life of his child, that he would place himself in danger for the safety of his child. In fact, for the safety of his whole family, but a fortiori with his child. You know, if the rest of the family would be saved because of his sacrifice, even more so because of his own son. And here, it is that very son, that very gift of Allah that he is commanded to give up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in probably the most difficult of ways. In a way that he would not only be a witness to the passing and the death of his son, not only be the cause of the passing and the death of his son, but imagine the graphic nature of what one would see there doing such an act, as many of us would feel today. If somebody feels a bit of sensitivity for witnessing the sacrifices today, know that that is a feeling that comes from Allah. It is the rahmah in the heart. If you're getting a rash out of seeing blood and, you know, cutting and death happening, That's not, subhanAllah, Allah save us, that would be a bit of a sickness happening there. You should feel joy that you are fulfilling the command of Allah. But that feeling of sadness, that feeling of empathy and sympathy, that feeling of sorrow and remorse and consciousness of death must overwhelm us. Because that's the feeling that was present with Nabi Ibrahim and his son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And we should manifest these feelings, which is why it is imperative that we at least witness the sacrifices today. Now, this, of course, I'm saying in full consideration that I have to stand here and advocate that, oh Muslim Ummah, don't be irresponsible today. This is a day where we celebrate sacrificing for the sake of Allah. Let us not put our lives at stake today by fulfilling our regular cultural, traditional, and perhaps even sunnah practices of physically congratulating each other, embracing one another, hugging and kissing and handshaking. It's a terrible feeling that on the day of Eid, we have to confine ourselves to these regulations. But it is for the sake of following the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This type of behavior is espoused within the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where necessary. And despite it being against our norm, bi-idhnillah, with our niyyah, that we are doing this for the sake of Allah, for the preservation of life, Allah will reward us. And we can celebrate our next Eid together again, inshallah, with everyone present. And it will require just a little bit of sabr, a little bit of extra sabr. And I'm saying it with a smile on my face, because I know that now it's like, dises saka sabr, as al aital. I understand that we've had enough, that it's been so long, it's been 2 years now. It's been 4 Eids now. It's been 2 Hajj seasons now. It's been the deaths of countless individuals in our close circles, or for the very least within earshot of ourselves as a community. We have buried soul after soul. We've lost ulama par excellence. We've lost assets to this ummah. We've lost young children. We've lost fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and as we speak, there are those whose lives are on the line under severe conditions, under ventilation. And our hearts and our du'as go out to all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this pandemic from us. But my question that I pose today, reflecting on the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you and I, all of us, we've experienced death. And we've experienced the impact of death. And we've experienced the tremendous fear of death. We've experienced the fear for our own life. And we've experienced the tremendous loss grief that overcomes us when we lose a soul. Would any single one of us be willing to undergo all of that voluntarily? We did so under duress. Allah Ta'ala placed this bala over our world during our lifetime. And we faced all of what I just mentioned unwillingly. No one wanted to die. Those who passed on of the virus or any other cause of death, those who passed on through the pandemic, Allah granted them the status of shaheed. Their akhirah is very much sorted out, alhamdulillah. We don't need to worry about them. We can miss them, we can make dua for them, but we need to worry about ourselves because we remain behind and our deaths are yet to come. Would we be willing to sacrifice in such a way to experience loss as we have willingly, voluntarily, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. His own son. And this isn't the first time. He alayhi salatu wasalam was willing to leave his wife and his son in the middle of the desert. No Kaaba, no Zamzam, no Haram, nothing. Just leave them there. Because it was a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This pandemic gave us the opportunity for when we choose to not voluntarily submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is through the mercy of Allah that He puts us through a situation where we under duress submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how tragic would it be, and I speak here, wallahi, firstly to myself, that this entire experience passes us by. And I pray and I sincerely hope and make dua that it's passing us by now. Inshallah, with the vaccine rollout and, you know, sophisticated advances that have now taken place and so on, we hope and pray that this third wave is the last wave. And we can then look back at this time in our lives and reflect on all the lessons that we've learned. But right now, today, I ask, what lessons have I learned? Not in theory, but in my life. How have I responded to these challenges? This involuntary submission that Allah Ta'ala put me through, that Allah Ta'ala put us all through. Allah brought us down to our knees. Did we go down on our knees? Did we turn to Allah while we were down there and beg to Him? Or are we hiding away, waiting for the light of day to come out again? Or are we hiding in our bedrooms? Or are we hiding under the covers? Are we hiding on our couches? Are we hiding in front of our screens? Are we hiding online, awaiting for that return back to the previous life, return back to the old normal? I shudder to think the consequences of being amongst the ghafilin after such a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like in my mind, it's like Allah is saying to us, as jylle nie nou gaat luister nie. You know? It's like when the father says to the son, you know, this is your last warning, jy gaat nou sien. That's what it feels like. And if you had this sense recently of, this feels like Qiyamah is about to happen, wallahi, you're not alone. And I would say, don't be afraid of thinking such thoughts and saying such things. That's not speaking doom and gloom. For even if it is that this is the advent of Qiyamah, even if it is that we are about to witness the emergence of the Mahdi, even if it is that this is the beginning of the end, then still Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, then still plant the tree. Still have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are on the right side of the faith line. We are from among those who believe in Allah. And it's إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Those are the successful ones. May Allah make us from among them. But it is not going to be the wise thing to sit back, relax, and wait for Qiyamah to happen. And just sit in our homes and wait for the virus to pass us by. And sit and wait to see who's still alive at the end. Because that's what it feels like. I feel like people shouldn't even send janazah notices anymore. They should send I'm still alive notices. Because then it will kind of balance each other out. It's like, subhanallah, that's how it feels. And if you felt like with the recent looting in our country, the craziness in our country, if you felt like, hold on a minute, but isn't this like Ya'juj and Ma'juj, then wallahi, you're not the only one who felt like that. And wallahu a'lam, it's not the literal interpretation, but it certainly has a resemblance of what we were told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which brings us to the idea of sacrifice. Allah has placed us in a situation where we unwillingly were forced to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it's up to us to decide, am I going to be pleased with my sacrifice? Or am I going to resist? Am I going to resist? No, I don't like it. I don't like the way things are. I don't like what Allah is putting me through. I'm just going to wait it out. Now this is where we get to decide. And so today we ask, while Allah has placed certain things upon me and, you know, I was forced to sacrifice, will I walk away from this experience having given up that which is required to be given up for me to gain closeness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain righteousness and piety until you give up of that which you love, until you spend of that which you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we celebrate our sacrifices because just like in the case of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, we replaced that sacrifice with a great sacrifice. And what is that? That is the sacrifice of certain animals that qualify for the udhiyah that will be taking place today. The sacrifice of lambs, of goats, of sheep, of cows, of camels under certain conditions. And as we fulfill that sacrifice, we remember the ultimate sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Then today, being the day of Eid al-Adha, and I know our usual Eid plans are hopefully not in place. Hopefully, right? That would be the responsible thing to do, for us to have alternate Eid plans today. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah reward us for that consideration of others. But the best deed, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, ma amila ibn Adam. It is impossible for a human being to do a deed, yawm al-nahr, on the day of Eid, ahabba ila Allah, that is more beloved to Allah, min iraqati damin, than the sacrifice of blood, the spilling of blood. Obviously referring to the sacrifice of the sheep and the goats and the cows, etc. Wa innaha la ta'ti yawm al-qiyamah bi quruniha, for this animal will be presented on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, wa adlafiha wa ash'ariha, with its hooves, with its wool. وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. And that blood that will be spilled today, before that blood falls on the ground, that blood falls by Allah. And every deed, every bad deed of the person offering the sacrifice and their family will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every hair, for every little woolly fiber on the body of that animal, sheared or not sheared, for every woolly fiber, their sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا. So this is how we celebrate today. It's not the production of meat. We're not running an abattoir. It's not the size of the animal. It's not the glamour of the affair. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The blood, the meat, that doesn't go to Allah. Allah is not interested in that. There are conditions, there are rules, there are regulations. But وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. What reaches Allah is the piety from inside of you. That piety that inspired you to take 2,000, 3,000 rands and spend it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to buy an animal, to sacrifice on this day purely for the sake of Allah so that we can give sadaqah to the poor. Such is the beauty of the ummah. Look at the effects. Look at the effects of Islam on the world. It is a proven fact that among the poor and the needy, there isn't a single other time in the year where everyone, or not everyone, but all those within reach of Muslims, there isn't a single other time in the year that all the underprivileged have access to meat like there is around Eid al-Adha. Do you understand that? Do you know that some people never have meat throughout the year except at Eid al-Adha? when the Muslims are sacrificing for the sake of Allah. We understand that the issues that transpired in our country with the looting and the violence, we understand there's a story behind it. We also know there are deeper issues behind it. We know there are serious racial tensions. We know that there are serious tensions due to the economic divide. We know that there's ridiculous poverty and the disparity between the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots, it's huge. And we know that there's still after effects of apartheid. Those are the deeper lying issues, and we can speak about that when the time is right. Right now, we are in a crisis. But think about this for a second. Those very underlying issues that we just mentioned, practice Islam in the world and those underlying issues disappear. For when brother and sister, under normal circumstances, not under the pandemic, we stand shoulder to shoulder in salah, we are one ummah. When we stand on the plains of Arafah in the same clothes, we are one ummah. Black, white, pink, yellow, colored, it doesn't matter. We are one before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poverty line will be eradicated over time as we eradicate the consumption of riba. The riba that we're basing our world economies on is what is destroying this world and making the rich richer and the poor poorer. And when we contribute to it, when we buy into that system, then we are part and parcel of the problem. The establishment of zakah would ensure that there would be proper economic distribution, proper redistribution. Subhanallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see the beauty of Islam. And that if we practice it in our own lives, and then our families' lives, and then our community, that we can bring hope back into the world again. This deen will shine bright when we allow it to shine in our lives. Just now with the looting and in the aftermath, the Muslims giving so much sadaqah. We love to give sadaqah, even when we go through difficulty. What a da'wah that was for the people in this country to see the selfless behavior of the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. It was on this day, and we conclude on this note, bi'idhnillah. It was on this day, and this hadith comes in Bukhari and Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in front of his sahaba, much like I'm standing in front of this empty masjid with a few brothers and our imam and the muadhin here today. He spoke to the people, Yawm al-Nahr, on this day, the day of sacrifice. وَقَالَ فِي خُطْبَتِهِ, and he said in his khutbah, and there are various narrations of this. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, أَيُّ يَوْمٍ هَذَا, which day is this? Now, according to one narration, they said, we thought that maybe he's going to give it a different name, because we all knew what day it was. So why is he asking, which day is this? So in response, they said, اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمْ, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, Yawmun haramun, this is a sacred day. Then he asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyu baladin hadha, which land is this? And of course he's on hajj. This is his speech in the hajjatul wada', and he's speaking to them in the sacred land. He says, which land is this? Now of course everybody knows when you're standing in Makkah, when you're standing on the plains of Arafah, you know where you are. They said, we thought perhaps he's going to tell us something different. We said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, Baladun haramun, this is a sacred land. It's sacrosanct. You can't just do anything here. Then he asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyu shahrin hadha, which month is this? And of course we know, we're in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. We know the occasion. It's one of the sacred months. You can't just do anything in that month. And once again, they repeated, Allahu wa rasulu a'lam, he told them, shahrun haramun, sacred month. And then the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continued and said, inna dima'akum, وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في بلدكم هذا في شهركم هذا. He said, indeed, your blood, your wealth, and your honor among one another is more sacred than the sacred nature of this day, in this month, and in this land. Your wealth, your honor, and your blood is more sacred than the sacred nature of this day, in this month, and in this land. Again, if we make Islam shine bright in our lives, the world will shine once again. If we understand that yes, coming to the masjid is sacred, yes, Eid is sacred, and our sacrifices is sacred, and Hajj is sacred, and we deprived of all of these things, reminder on this day from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, those things are sacred, but your lives, your honor, and your blood, your wealth of each other, to one another, is more sacred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, do not return after me to disbelievers, where you're going to be striking one another's necks and you're going to behave with ignorance. He says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let those present convey to those who are absent, because perhaps the one who to whom it is conveyed is more mindful of the message than the one who conveys. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, ala hal ballaght, have I conveyed the message to you? Have I conveyed the message to you? They said, na'am. And he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Allahumma ashhad, Allah, you bear witness, you bear witness. And this classic scene, this picturesque scene of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam standing in Hajj with his Sahaba, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes our heart once again ache a little and our eyes well up a little, for another Hajj season had passed where a handful only from among our South African brothers and sisters could stand on the plains of Arafah, and another handful from around the world, subhanallah. And we pray on this day that Allah Ta'ala open up once again his doors of mercy upon us and allow us to traverse these roads and traverse these skies so that we may visit his sacred house, so that we may visit the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah accept our labbaik again. May we make a complete tawbah so that whatever it is that deprived us of making our labbaik on the plains of Arafah, that Allah remove those sins so that we can once again stand before him, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Whatever it is that causes that Allah doesn't want to see us around the Kaaba right now, may Allah Ta'ala allow us to repent from those sins so that we can be guests at the Kaaba once again. Whatever it is that caused us to be deprived of standing before the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to not be worthy of standing before him to greet him with our salat and our salam, may that sin be wiped away from our lives and obliterated. May the lessons that Allah wanted to instill within us through this pandemic be instilled deep within the recesses of our hearts. We pray and we make dua, we implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place tremendous sabr in the hearts of all of those who are experiencing today their first Eid without their beloved fathers, without their beloved mothers, without the beloved teachers, without the beloved students, without the beloved neighbors. We pray for those orphans, those widows, those widowers. We pray for those who are suffering today, right now as we speak, to take a breath of air when the rest of us can breathe without giving thanks to Allah once. We pray for them and we ask that Allah Ta'ala alleviate their difficulties, remove the pain from them, remove the stress and the trauma from them. May Allah remove this plague, this virus, this pandemic, whatever we want to call it. May Allah Ta'ala remove it completely, entirely from our lives and from this world. And may we return unto him with our hearts in the proper place, filled with nur, filled with contentment, so that we too can reunite with our families and our loved ones in the akhirah, to be from among those who it will be said unto them, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم وبحمده الكريم بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الفاتحة
الفاتحة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم إنا أسألك العفو والعافية معافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم حبب إلينا القرآن اللهم حبب إلينا الإسلام اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا يا الله من الراشدين واجعلنا يا الله من المتقين واجعلنا يا الله من الصابرين واجعلنا يا الله من المخلصين واجعلنا يا الله من المحسنين واجعلنا يا الله من عبادك الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم في مرضانا اللهم في مرضانا اللهم في مرضانا وارحم موتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وعملا صالحا مقبولا وتجارة لن تبور يا نور نور يا عالم الصدور أخرجنا يا الله من الظلمات إلى النور برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم أموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم واسكن الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم واسكن الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم واسكن الجنة. وتجاوز عن سيئاته واشن عن النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله كفى بالله العليم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فكذلك الفاتحة. We also make dua for the Opa, Thabit, and grandson. May Allah Ta'ala be a pious son, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجعل هذا المولود مولودا مباركا طيبا صالحا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين. اللهم حده بالتقوى والاستقامة. اللهم حده بالتقوى والاستقامة. اللهم حده بتقوى الاستقامة وثمودا دامة في الحال والمعالي إنك سميع الدعاء. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع البرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واحسننا بالخير واجعل أواكب أمورنا بالخير خير وعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. بفضلك دعوهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعوهم من الحمد لله رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك.